Welcome back to Bears Blitz, presented by Xfinity. It is Thursday, which means we are privileged enough to have Larry Mayer from ChicagoBears.com. Well, let's start with Danny Trevathan. Obviously, he's the guy that relays the defensive signals from Vic. He's playing at a really high level, leading the team in he was leading the team in tackles. Is he still leading the team in tackles?
Yes, I believe so.
I mean, you miss a guy like that, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, this guy's a veteran leader on the team, on the defense. Like you said, Mark, leads the team in tackles. And not only is he a big playmaker inside for the defense, and this is something that we saw against Green Bay, but he also, like you said, he relays the calls from Vic Fangio. And that job now goes to Christian Jones, who's been in the system for the whole year time that they've been here, and he's been around for 4 years. But he's not as experienced as a middle linebacker as a guy like Danny Trevathan. And Danny Trevathan, I thought, was really missed against the Packers. It was a gaping hole in the middle of the defense. Green Bay ran for 160 yards on the ground, which is the most the Bears have yielded all
year.
They're
not known as a running team.
Not at all. Neither is Detroit, which scares me a little bit, but it is a big loss. Again, though, the Bears have other guys on defense that need to step up. I know you want to talk about Akeem Hicks, but there are other guys, Pernell McPhee, other people that are playing against the pass and the run that need to step up and do a better job of making plays.
So this is going to be a week for the paper test. You know what the paper test is, don't you? Bears getting the paper better. They show up.
Exactly.
I was wondering where he was going with that.
I did too.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about. You know,
the paper test. Yes, whoever's making the most money has to earn it this week.
Well, that leads us right to Akeem Hicks. He got the big contract extension. He was playing at a Pro Bowl level. And he still obviously has a chance to make the Pro Bowl. But Green Bay did a good job of giving him different looks, kind of taking him out of the things that he likes to do. Is that just a one-game aberration, or do you think more teams will try to use the Packers' strategy to take him out?
Well, in terms of him not making a big impact, I think that's a one-game aberration. But in terms of him being a guy that's double-teamed quite a bit, that's going to happen every week. He's clearly the best and most well-rounded defender on the Bears' defense. He excels against the run and the pass. He leads the team with 7 sacks, which equals a career high. So, like you said, Mark, he's been playing at a Pro Bowl level. Teams are watching on tape what makes this defense run. Yeah. He's the heart and soul of the defense, no question about it. They feel they're always going to pick one player to try to slow down. Green Bay did a good job against him. But again, like I said before, when we're talking about Danny Trevathan, other guys like Pernell McPhee, like Leonard Floyd, like all of these guys in the front seven have to step up and make more plays, especially when Matthew Stafford drops back to pass. I heard you guys talking before. He is very good at a lot of different things. He doesn't really have a weakness. He's not Aaron Rodgers, but he does extend plays with his feet, and he's playing at a really high level this season. 17 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions.
Yeah, he's been really
he's
good.
Playing well. He's in the top 10 in passer rating, too, with 96.3. And he scares me a little bit because they don't talk about him that much, but he's an underrated guy.
Talking about that paper earlier.
Right.
About him.
Well, he's the highest paid player in the league. Right.
But you know what? You mentioned something, though, about the defense, and I'm going to go back to it for a second. Number one, Akeem Hicks, I believe, finished that Packer game with 6 tackles. The difference is, where were those tackles made? Were they made along the line of scrimmage, or were they made after, you know, the running back got past the line of scrimmage? The other thing is, you know, in the past few weeks, we've been talking about Eddie Goldman and the importance of him, you know, showing up, and he has for the most part, but where was he in that game? So you start looking at all those other guys, too. And at some point or another, everybody else has to kind of pick up a little bit of the load. And Pernell McPhee is another guy that you desperately need to play at that level. And I keep going back to the one play where he jumped inside.
Right.
And Hundley rolls out and
bolted out
and
to
bolts
the left,
out
right.
And
no
gets the first down. Right.
Play, right.
So those are the, and, you know, was there a trick on or not? Well, if it was a trick on, the trick was on the defense.
No, actually, Vic Fangio described that play today, and he just said that Pernell maybe left a little bit early, went down too low, and also cut inside a little too early and let the quarterback get outside. You have to have containment
box
on one hand. Right, but on the other hand, Pernell's trying to get to the quarterback, so I don't blame him too much about
I understand,
that.
But they all are trying to get to the quarterback. You just got to make sure that you don't leave that end wide open for him.
And also, I think another factor, too, is with Trevathan injured, you need more of a production from the inside linebackers, especially Christian Jones and Nick Kwiatkowski. I know he's back. He was injured for a while. Young guys, but they have to step up and now produce where Danny Trevathan was producing in the middle there, because a lot of Green Bay's runs were between the tackles.
They sure were.
And that's the inside linebackers and also the safeties coming up to fill against run support. And I think the safeties could have done a little bit better job, too.
I know every Thursday we talk about the secondary, and we've talked a lot about Kyle Fuller. He kind of had an off game, but some of those throws were thrown where he couldn't do too much. I mean, the one-handed catch late by Devontae Adams was dropped right in there. And I know Vic talked about that as well, that Fuller has had a bounce-back season, but just a rough afternoon.
Right. On this play, this is – the safety really needs to help him out a little bit here. Eddie Jackson, not to call out anyone here, but when the quarterback escapes the pocket like this and there's no containment out there, it's tough for a cornerback to follow, especially a guy named Devontae Adams. This play, I believe, is late in the game. This is just basically getting beat one-on-one. You can't let the receiver get past you on this. This was a critical play in the game. The Bears needed the ball back to try to tie it. You just can't let this happen, especially a double move like that in that situation. But again, like you said, it was a bad game. He's played well. Kyle Fuller has played well. This is his best season since he joined the Bears. It's a really resurgent year after missing all of last year after the knee problem. He just needs to bounce back. And if there's any position at all where you need a short memory, it's cornerback.
Absolutely. You know, one of the interesting things when you look at this game coming up against the Lions is the way that Golden Tate has been playing. You understand what you really need from your secondary.
Yeah, he's quite a weapon.
Yeah, he really is. And
hard to bring down.
And then, you know, and then Ebron actually started catching some football.
Yes, he has.
And that's, you know, at the tight end position, that's another dangerous weapon that they have.
Golden Tate's another guy that doesn't get a lot of press, doesn't get a lot of recognition, I think. But this guy is a great receiver, and he catches the ball. He becomes a running back, and he's very hard to bring down. He makes big plays. He fires up their offense, and he's really a key player for the Bears to stop on Sunday.
Hey, Amir Abdullah, number one, he's struggled to stay healthy since he's been alive. But this guy, when he is right, can be pretty devastating.
He scares me a little bit as a running back because, like you said, he is productive. They don't really focus on the running game that much. But if they choose to do that, if they're having success, and I'm sure they watch Green Bay tape, this is a guy that could hurt the Bears, Amir Abdullah. He is a good running back. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And he's just another weapon in an offense that's filled with weapons with the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so let me put you to the test now.
Okay.
You've got Jim Bob Cooter.
There you go.
We like that name.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Against Vic Fangio.
Right.
What do you like in that matchup?
No, of course, Vic. Are you kidding me? Vic gives better press conferences, too, so that's important, too. No, I love Vic. I think Vic's going to have a great plan against the Lions. It's just a matter of executing that plan, getting to the quarterback and bringing him down and not letting him extend plays. Because if you let Matthew Stafford extend plays, he's going to hurt you just like Aaron Rodgers would.
Hey, before we let you get out of here, this whole season, or at least since week five, has been about the development of Mitchell Trubisky. He threw a lot of passes in the last game, his most yards, 297 yards. What did you think about in terms of his evolution? Did he take a step forward?
I think he did. And, Mark, you know, the interesting thing about his development is he's doing a great job avoiding turnovers. That's what they're asking him to do. But even he admits that he's holding onto the ball a little bit too long, taking some sacks that maybe he shouldn't. There was a play in the game on Sunday where he held onto the ball when Josh Bellamy was open in the flat. Everybody really that I've talked to has said the same thing, that once he starts learning more about checkdowns and gets more experience, he's going to avoid some of those sacks and avoid those negative plays and turn them into positive plays and either complete the ball down the field or throw it away to live to the next down. Because in that game, guys, almost every third down was third and 10 or longer, and a lot of those were after sacks that he probably shouldn't have taken. The good news, though, to me, is that he's gaining all this experience. He's not on the bench like everybody thought initially that he would be. He's gaining this experience, and it's going to pay off in that he's going to be able to process those situations better in the future.
You know, the one thing, and I know this is a bad week to do it, but sometimes you'd like to have your quarterback look at somebody like Matthew Stafford and watch and maybe take early in his career and then now and see how he reads defenses on the pre-snap look as he's approaching the line of scrimmage and deciding which play to call and even in no-huddle situations. And that's where you can see how quarterbacks develop over time, because Matthew Stafford, when he first started out, was making a lot of mistakes, a lot more than you see out of Mitchell Trubisky.
Taking a lot of sacks and also throwing a lot of bad interceptions. I remember the Bears getting a bunch of interceptions, Charles Tillman and Tim Jennings and guys like that, taking advantage of some mistake throws that Matthew Stafford made. He made a couple against the Bears a couple years ago at Soldier Field where he was just overthrowing guys. And he's kind of eliminated that so far this season. Hopefully the pass rush will get to him and force him into some errors this week.
Well, we heard Matthew Stafford reference the elements, so hopefully it'll be a nice cold afternoon. He'll be a little bit off his game.
Oh, you don't have to hope. It's going to be
a cold afternoon. Yeah.
It'll be nice and toasty in the press box, but it'll be a little bit chilly.
Larry's always comfortable upstairs. Climate-controlled
72
environment
degrees.
In the press box at Soldier Field. Thanks for coming by. He's going to be here next week on Tuesday. We're changing the schedule up a little bit because of the Thanksgiving holiday, so make your plans to join us Tuesday
night, Bears Blitz,
for Larry's visit. Larry, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Mark.